Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, comedian DJ Dangler plus Ali Breen with Love Advice and the Robo-Mo. Right after this.
See my new show on Animal Planet where I travel the country eating the state bird.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Joining us, I believe, we have the lovely comedian Ali Breen. Hey, Ali.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm good. That was so nice. Josh just said he loved you. You never hear guys say I love you. Oh,
that's I do. Sweet. I love Tom.
Very yeah, handsome, that was very sweet.
Man. Very handsome man. Now, Ali, just for starters, are you still a single gal on the make in New York City?
Yes, I'm still a single gal. I don't know about on the make. Okay. But now, the rest
you,
is
and you have not gone back to your ex-boyfriend, is that correct?
I have not, I promise.
Okay, good. I'm just trying to keep track.
You picking up a lot of strange D over there in the five birds?
So much
They're burrows.
You just walk up to them, how are you?
Well, when you're from New York, you say Bergs.
How about that D?
Now,
there is a lot of strange D around here, I'll tell you that much.
I will... I'd like to introduce at this point DJ Dangler, comedian, is here with us.
Hi, Ali.
Yeah, I know. DJ, how are you?
I'm great.
And that's not a stage name. Again, I have to emphasize
I know,
that.
Best name in comedy.
That is a great name. It would be a great porn name, though.
100%.
And it was a birthday today of some guy. What's his name?
Dirk Blocker.
Dirk Blocker.
How could Dirk Blocker not be in porn?
How could DJ's parents not name him Dirk?
Yeah.
Well, because Dirk was Dan Blocker's son, and he was an actor.
Okay, is he still with us? You say you speak of him.
I don't
as if
think
he's
so.
Dirk Blocker.
Oh, Dirk's gone too.
Or Dan? Dan's not. Oh,
Dan's been long gone.
Dan's long. Yeah, Dirk. I think is
Dirk Blocker.
Is one of them on Reno 9?
What about their sister Beta?
Yeah.
Not Brooklyn.
Beta
99?
Blocker.
Yeah, is she still with us?
Dirk Blocker.
Who's Dirk Blocker?
Is this on?
Dirk Blocker, 62 years of age.
There you go.
He's an actor. Yes.
He's on Brooklyn 99.
He's on Brooklyn 99.
There you go.
Is that one of your favorite shows?
Yes, it is.
Which one? He is the son of Dan.
Didn't they have a pet rooster?
No.
Sheep Blocker. Yeah.
No, they didn't. You can't get there.
Oh, Cock Blocker. Yeah.
There's no. Okay, there we go. Let's get to one of our letters, shall we, Allie?
Sure. Dear Allie, my birthday was last week and my boyfriend got me a Roomba. I'm annoyed he didn't get me something even slightly romantic, but I don't know if I'd sound crazy to get mad about it.
First
should I address it or just let it go?
Set the Roomba on his
you
head,
should not
turn
only
it on,
be, yeah,
and
not,
leave and pack your stuff.
Not only be upset that he got you a practical gift, be upset that it's a Roomba, what has to be the worst appliance I've never owned one, but
they're terrible.
Do you want mine?
He just a robot slave.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah,
and it takes 20 minutes to do a small kitchen.
My favorite people in the world, Marty and Chrissy, they own one in Austin. They swear by the Roomba.
No.
You'll hear it running downstairs and it freaks you
out. Look, they're fine people.
Can you have them come over to my house and clean my Roomba, because it takes longer to get the dog hair out of that thing than it does to clean the house.
Well, time to empty the Roomba. It ran over.
About Rosie.
Does it say how long they've been dating?
Her no, yeah, that's kind of important. You're right.
Yeah.
No,
you can't, kind of important.
You can't get her a gift like that for.
It's interesting that birthday. You mentioned Rosie from the Jetsons, DJ, because yeah, Josh does an amazing impression of Rosie.
Hey, Mr. J. You know, did you know Rosie and George actually had an illicit affair?
I assumed so.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody it's always assumed. Talked about. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Mr.
Sam
J.
Sam and Diane. I want to know about. I want to know
what
about
happened?
George and that robot.
Well, the new Sukrot.
Sukrot.
He hits water in it. Oh, the new suck nozzle arrived, Mr. J.
The new suck nozzle.
I'll go.
That's a joke.
Yeah.
Suck rod, really not a joke.
You stay away from that blender.
Wow, okay.
Anyway, frisbee the Roomba into the street and tell him to get lost.
This is the only time I'm ever going to take the guy's side, because a Roomba is kind of expensive.
It is expensive.
And he's helping you out so you don't have to clean.
Yeah, I think that's what he was thinking.
They don't work very well, number one. Yeah.
But he doesn't probably know that.
Right.
And he probably was thinking it would help her out, and he was...
What do you mean he doesn't know it? Because guys are just stupid.
No, guys
right?
don't. Do you know?
This guy.
I didn't know Roomba sucked until now.
Yeah, I
believe me, this guy knew exactly what he was doing.
I'm a bad gift giver. I got Donnie an air fryer for Christmas. And
that's a great gift.
He would be pumped, and he was like, cool.
He's like, I like my air grilled.
Yeah.
not fried.
I believe it.
But that's not a bad gift. That's an amazing. I like the air fryer gift.
That was the big gift, though. It was pretty depressing.
I'm just reading about this guy, Dirk Blocker.
What?
This is amazing. I'm surprised he's not a porn star. This says he was. He's the son of Dan Blocker, and he says he's hung like a hoss.
Oh, my God.
Wow. The things you have to know to get that joke.
Yeah.
You have to be aware of so much.
You have to be on Google as he speaks.
Yeah, I think someone
else explained.
You
got to be 60.
Character's name. Dennis Miller just texted me and said, what the hell did Tom just say?
What is he talking about now?
Dan Blocker famously played Hoss Cartwright.
Famously.
Hoss Cartwright.
Right.
Bonanza.
Okay. No, this guy.
If you were watching TV highlights last night.
I agree. I agree with Josh. Frisbee that stupid semi-workable.
There's a lot going on there. I think if they've only been dating a few months, if it's been a few years.
No.
Okay.
No. Don't get
the guy did not mean to upset you. That is, I think that's...
No.
Because he would have got you a broom.
Yeah.
A broom.
Yeah. Said, here you go, you witch.
Yes.
Yeah, here's a broom and get your own dustpan, babe.
He's just somewhat clueless here. So maybe give him a break. But
yeah.
But here's the thing. If you have to yell at someone to get you something romantic, that takes the romance out of it, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, maybe she's just an awful person.
Maybe she doesn't keep a clean house.
Maybe there are guys who just don't have that romance gene like that. They don't.
And definitely. I'm sure that's true.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's hard to make it right. You get her a dozen roses.
See, I would see you as being someone like that. That would buy a...
Shut up.
I remember a set of steak knives Christmas gift
living
one time.
Me,
happy Valentine's Day, dear. Here are your new windshield wipers.
No. No, thank you for the roof over your head. No, thank you for that.
I'll have you know, they were high-quality Cutco. They were the Cutco knives, and they were very, very nice.
Yes, I'm sure they were.
Steak knives missing. I have plans.
They were Cutcos. Give me a break.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, lesson learned. Yeah, no. You've got to have something romantic. There's got to be either some jewelry in there or...
Flowers.
Chocolate.
Yeah, but if it's something nice practical...
Pantyhose.
What?
And I have a question.
Yeah.
Has it ever worked in the history of man where you get someone a gift? Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we make this your Christmas? It's like in July. Let's make this your Christmas gift.
Right.
Why are you asking about this, Tom?
Just in the history of life.
It doesn't concern you at all.
It could be for anybody. It could be for one of your kids or whatever.
Have you tried to play this card? Like you get something in July and you go, now remember.
That's what he's saying.
This is your Christmas gift.
And it never works.
Well,
right.
Of course not.
Then Christmas comes around and, well, what'd you get me? remember in July that car thing?
How in God's name are you still in a relationship?
Pardon me?
How is this happening? What the hell is going on?
It's even with your kids, though. It'll be.
No, yeah.
Dad,
yeah.
I really want this. Okay, well, but maybe this will be your
Godwin,
Christmas present. Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
Well, I'll try to.
All right.
I'll take a car for the next five Christmases.
See? You'd probably remember.
No, but by the time you get to the fifth Christmas, you'd be like, no.
We need a trade-in. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
There should be some kind of documentation.
You have to sign a document saying this is your Christmas gift. Don't forget.
Oh, this is so romantic.
This was my Christmas gift, and I truly loved it.
Right, and then
come December 26th, I will remember I have received my Christmas gift, which I loved. Boy. You are a wonderful.
Which you could wrap up and put in the box for them to open on Christmas Day.
That sounds romantic. All right.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know which is worse, thinking of that or continuing to mention it. I'm not sure.
It's part of being a father.
I can tell you, when you show that contract to your wife or girlfriend at Christmas, you're not having sex that night.
That's right.
For sure.
Okay.
Well, you put that in the contract, too. This does not give you an excuse to withhold sex.
Yes. December 26th will be a bang-a-thon. It'll be the
bang-a-thon.
Christmas may come once a year, but Hoss over here has some questions. Sorry.
Do we have another letter?
I'm sorry, Allie. Thanks for reading that letter. You got me upset.
No, everyone's angry.
If someone wants to come over to clean my Roomba.
Yeah,
first of all,
it's got two Cheerios in it.
You have to be a space engine. You have to get the wheels coming out, all kinds of.
Yeah.
He's not wrong. Roomba.
Never takes a charge.
Barely goes and won't go over throw rugs if you have a throw rug in the way. Jeez.
And you can't sit on it and ride it.
No.
I learned that the hard way.
Yeah.
By the way, yesterday.
Scares the dog.
That looks like
yesterday,
the most
fun. I saw something I've never seen before, and I'm sure I'm going to get letters going. They've been out there for 1,000 years. It was the equivalent of a Roomba for some guy's lawn.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Driving right over here, and there's this thing. It just looks like the bottom of a lawnmower with no handle. And it was just buzzing away in its own.
Yeah.
That's from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Well, they had one. And so my question is, do you have to have a wire underneath the lawn so it knows where to stop? Or is it some kind of...
Yeah, I recommend having liability insurance.
When that thing takes off into the street.
Yeah, when it runs over the neighbor's foot.
We haven't seen much of Fluffy lately. Oh, well, I got one of her paws.
Wow, there are quite a few. Top 5 robotic lawnmowers, so they've been out for a while.
Well, apparently the new ones work on GPS satellites.
Robo-mo.
Robo-mo will mow.
Robo-mo must mow.
Robo-mo, you get out of the house. Must mow.
What's wrong, Dave?
Wouldn't Robo-mo talk like Mo? Talk like Mo from the Three Stooges.
Robo-mo, yeah.
Robo-mo's got bangs.
Spread out.
Pick two.
So I guess it could be worse, honey. You could have gotten a Robo-mo instead of a
Robo-mo.
No, it's headed for the petting zoo.
I have friends
that robo mow like pool.
I have friends that love mowing their yards because it gives them a chance to get away from the noise.
You are right. This says it works well once the wire is laid correctly. So I guess some of them do have to have a wire.
No, there's got to be something in robo mow that it knows when it's getting it to the fence.
Apparently, the new ones are cheap.
It's headed to the beach.
Robo-mo must mow everything in Robo-mo.
Our only hope is it runs out of gas.
Oh, my God, the daycare center.
Robo-mo loves children.
And then after it's done, the father of Robo-mo comes out, critiques it, and makes him redo the spots where he missed. I used to mow a lot of grass back in the day.
Oh, God.
Let me ask you, Chick, do you have a friend that has, I swear to God, I know a guy, I'm not kidding, that
I got a guy that
he's probably got, I don't know, 5 acres, and he loves mowing his lawn. He's
sure.
got the ride on mower.
He got the ride, or the zero turn, the ZTR.
He's got the headphones, and this is his
zen thing.
Yes,
very zen.
Christy's
very, very
right.
Zen.
This is his zone
sure.
where he calms down.
Yeah.
My dad will mow the lawn 3 times a week. He keeps it a crew cut.
Really?
Yeah. High and tight.
High and tight lawn.
Yeah, that's how he keeps it all the time.
I've got that. One of my neighbors is that guy. He's out there constantly.
Really?
Congrats. He's got a great looking yard. Congratulations.
I found mystery tracks in my yard the other day.
Might be my dad mowing strangers' lawns.
That could be me with
really,
the ladder.
He really Robo likes mowing.
I think that's right, only right, one really? Answer. Robo-mo.
Robo-mo. He's loose.
I'm not kidding. Maybe it was. Wow. Wow. I don't know what somebody
I will
doing.
Know the world.
So, Allie, have we helped this person with their crappy gift?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think we did some good here.
Okay.
What's the number? Come on, gato, Mr. Right. Robomo. Robo.
Robo. Robomo.
Yeah, we got to think of a Mr. Roboto.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
By the way, I'm a big fan of that record. I know no one likes it but me, but love Mr. Roboto. Styx, great album. Okay, Styx. But back to you. Back
another
to you.
Letter?
The band didn't right. like Mr. Okay,
that doesn't mean it wasn't good.
Go ahead, Allie. Interrupt us
here
for
we
once.
Go. Dear Allie, my boyfriend just moved in with me, and he drinks a lot, sure. which isn't the
well,
problem.
Wait a minute.
Both
how,
do.
How much is a lot?
Yeah, define a lot.
Robo drunk must drink.
He drinks a lot, which isn't the problem. We both do. The problem is he's now lived with me for 3 months, and he has wet the bed twice.
Oh, come on.
He says it never happened before, but he also doesn't seem too bothered by it. What do I do?
Okay.
Get a plastic mattress no. liner.
Both, oh, yeah, first both off. Or sleep diapers. In
perceived and truthfully, no. I've never done that. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That can be
yeah.
a problem.
How is it up there on your pedestal?
Yes. Come on.
Have you peed the bed?
Yes.
Ever with a girl yeah, in drunk, there?
Yeah, Allie, yes, I have.
You urinated on a lover.
It was
is that what I mean?
Allie, we've done
she
our job.
Like it at
it
least?
Was a one night stand, and I woke up, and I just looked at her, and I go,
oh my God.
I am so sorry. I wet your bed. And she started cracking up. She goes, well, clean the sheets. And so I had to. I was all hung over, and I had to take the sheets to her.
She said, I'm glad something got wet.
Where?
So you had, like, the wash of shame.
Yeah.
We're done. The wash of shame.
We're done.
Everybody.
We're done, Allie. We've done our work. It cannot.
Clock out early.
I think Robo-Mo and the wash of shame are all T-shirts.
It's one of those things that's so embarrassing. If I didn't talk about it, it would just be a tumor. And, you know,
yeah.
I have a real quick story, and you'll love this, especially if you're in high school and you're not one of the cool guys. There was a guy at my high school that was like the coolest of the cool, incredibly cool guy. And then another friend of mine was much better friends with him than I was. So this happened about a year out of college. This Mr. Cool from high school came to visit my friend that is he was home for a couple weeks in the summer, and they went to his house, and this guy stayed over at my buddy's house with his parents.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mr. Cool in high school when he left after a few days and went home, and my friend's mom came up to him the next day and said, when your friend left, he made the bed. I thought, oh, that was really nice that the bed was perfectly made. He had pooped in the bed.
Wow.
As a joke or on accident?
What?
Or
was
what?
It Conway Twitty?
never mind. Seriously.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And then made the bed like you wouldn't.
Yes.
Notice.
Okay, yeah. No. I have done that.
So. There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in oil rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.